White Mary, Healdsburg, California, January 14, 1878. Dear daughter Mary, I have been examining my writings, and I had much written upon the barren fig tree which was not published. I am anxious to take up this subject. Will you look in the office in my secretary and bureau drawers and see if anything written with pencil or pen and ink can be found? If you find anything, send to me at once. I wish any of my proofs, all of my writings to be sent, and my scrapbooks that are filled if I have anything. In the next box, send my green merino dress, trimmed with black, and my dark merino dress. It will do to wear here in the mountains. I have no time to make dresses. Lucinda is not with me. Sister Clemens has all that she can do to cook for our workmen. It is the common, strong dresses I want that will not tear at the touch. We have been afflicted. Father has been very poorly. I have written to Sister Haskell particulars. Please read her letter. We have praying seasons 3, 4, and sometimes 5 a day. Father feels better today. He is more cheerful and of good courage. We are planting our garden. Our barn is done. We have rooms in it for 2 beds. We shall have our workmen sleep in the barn. Our new house will soon be commenced. I received an excellent letter from Sister Ings. She thinks Willie should come on to Europe as soon as he can and relieve Brother Andrews of burdens he is bearing. Well, children, go to God for yourselves. God will teach you your duty and give you strength to perform it in His fear to His glory. Father is writing in reference to the book. I wish you would complete that book and get it in market. These delays I do not fancy. Would you be pleased with dried grapes, dried raisins, and figs, a small box? If so, I will send to you as soon as you return an answer to this. Pray earnestly for Father, that God would restore him to health. In much love to yourself, Willie, children, and Sister Mary Chase. Please write in regard to the children. I am anxious to hear from them. Mother. Send your pictures to Lizzie N. Bangs, West Gorham, Maine. Tell Willie to write her a few lines.